It's a tradition as old as the game itself.
And that's why I like the Dayton Triangles, plus the 5.5 straight up over Canton.
Picking the right side is not child's play.
It doesn't take a genius to realize that Houston's failed to cover their last 10 outings on away turf the week after scoring more than 3 touchdowns in a conference game.
Ooh, my little girl says the cutest thing.
You need a little help.
Geez, you know, that information might have been a little more useful to me yesterday.
That's where he comes in.
This is my stone cold lock of the century.
All week.
It's the Program Picks with Fat Jack.
Viva Las Vegas. Yes, indeed. Hour number 2 of the program begins right now. Fat Jack from FatJackSports.com joins us. We're down to just 3 games left in the season to pick. Our man Peter Yates Enoch, above 500 on the season, is Pete, as he remains. All he's got to do is get one more game, one more win, to assure that he has a winning record on the year. He joins us here in the program right now. Pete, how are you, buddy?
I'm doing fine, Saran. How about you?
doing good. Excited.
Yeah, you guys got a big week here at the station. Good God, yeah. There's a lot going on.
There's a ton going on.
This is when it's fun to be in sports radio, isn't it?
Yes, it is. Yeah. Yes, it is. Never a shortage of things to talk about right now. And of course, you know, KU Kentucky coming up.
That's one of your locks, isn't it? KU.
KU and Kentucky?
Yeah, that's a lock.
For Kansas?
Yeah.
Ooh, I don't know, man.
I saw them. Kentucky the other night barely scrounged around to beat Mississippi State. I don't consider them 1970 UCLA.
So, no.
I mean, I don't know. Maybe Kentucky will make a game out of it, because I'm not that big on KU yet. I think they got a nice squad. I think he's got a lot of work to do to get this thing to mesh. Because I think there's a lot of really – Don't you think a lot of teams with parity around the country? I think there's a lot of teams that could win this thing.
I do, too. I do. The transfer portal's really made this kind of a weird time in college basketball.
But I think KU's a better squad than Kentucky. I would just put it like that.
You know, they say, okay. I wouldn't fall out of my chair if – I would literally fall out of my chair if Kentucky won that game.
I just can't see them doing
would
it.
Would you really?
They don't have the experience. Quite truthfully, they don't have the talent they used to have when they were one and done.
And Gary Parrish, who we have, our great college basketball insider, was talking about the loss of Ty Washington and how much of a – difference that'll make.
Oh, it's a problem. There's no doubt. Yeah. But am I the only one who saw Kansas down 16 to K-State?
No, I know it, Saran. Okay. No, you're right. Okay. I'm not sold on them yet either. But I just think Kentucky, they're a blue blood, but there's some yellow in that blood.
Had a hard time putting away Texas Tech. I mean, there are some warts.
Oh, yeah.
KU and Kentucky, you can get your tickets right here at ticketsforless.com. Of course, the AFC Championship game, Super Bowl tickets even. You can get it right now at ticketsforless.com. Best seats, best prices, never any per-ticket service fee. Get your VIP tailgate passes for Sunday's game. Let Tickets for Less care for you. They got it all. Heated tent, all you can eat and drink with the beer and the soft drinks and the barbecue. Parking, that's got to be purchased in advance. You can get it for $55 right now for the AFC Championship game at ticketsforless.com. Compare fees and save on all tickets for the Chiefs, the Big 12, and much, much more. You will see that they have a better price for you on all the tickets. It's at ticketsforless.com. Go see them today, your official marketplace for the Big 12 Conference. We welcome in Fat Jack from FatJackSports.com. Jack, how are you, sir?
I'm doing great. Peter's supposed to be focusing on High Lie and South Florida amateur soccer and not paying attention to the NFL or Kansas basketball. So
Jack, should I be at the Fronton?
You should absolutely be down there with a box, some type of cocktail in your hand, getting ready for the for the matinee. So
well, the same person I was going to see. Strange enough, the strange person I was going to see down there also lives in California and invited me. She's such a Chiefs fan. She's never been to a Super Bowl. Invited me to go. Whew.
Well, you probably should. I'm in L.A. right now, actually. I'm in Santa Monica. It's about 75 degrees. I'll be here for the game this weekend between the Rams and San Francisco. People who tune into the show every week for this segment know that my clients and I all have the Rams at 15-1 to win the Super Bowl.
Oh, boy.
I gave that out in the summer to everybody. And I have bet since then the Rams to beat both Kansas City and Buffalo at 35-1. And so it's about 120K if the Rams went out. Now, by the time we get to the game, it will not be that, because I should lead in by saying that I think the Rams are a longer shot than even their odds would say to win. I think that, losing 6 in a row to San Francisco doesn't make me jump for joy with their matchup in this one. And then, of course, they're going to be an underdog to the Chiefs if and when the Chiefs get there. So I'm not saying they're going to win. I'm just saying if you're a client at FatJackSports.com, you not only are having a good year, you've been given bets along the way. And I have a ton of people that are reaching out right now saying, how do I hedge this? What should I do with these bets? Because we have 15-1 or longer in a bunch of different bets. So go to FatJackSports.com to win $79 for the weekend. And, guys, last week's games were, and I know we got to break these other ones down, but last week's games were a classic example of why being a part of the service is important. You had huge upsets that, walk off by both Cincy and San Francisco, and you had a Kansas City game that literally was down to a coin toss. I mean, whoever wins the coin toss is 90% going to win that game because both those defenses were gassed. And I don't ask my guys to bet 2, 3, 4, 5 different units on the game. So it's a great time, a great reason to stay under control. And frankly, the two underdogs that won, they did it because they got turnovers. I mean, if you told me that Green Bay was going to get a punt block for a touchdown, they were going to do all the things they did wrong, get a field goal block, and or the other side, Tennessee turns it over 3 times, including one side the 5-yard line, I mean, I will definitely take the underdogs. But if they played again, who would you play? Would you play Tennessee or Cincinnati, or would you play Green Bay or San Fran? I think most people, if they played again, they would expect the turnovers to be about even, and they would be at the favorite. So, interesting week in football last week, and I'm super excited about this week. And basketball continues to win money, so great time to get signed up.
Fat Jack, we've got 2 games that we're going to be breaking down. We are down to the AFC and NFC Championship game. The Chiefs are a 7-point favorite at home against the Bengals. The Rams are laying 3.5, even though they've lost the last 6 to the Niners. They're a 3.5-point favorite in that game. Gentlemen, let's make it happen. Jed, Chiefs -7 versus the Bengals. What say you?
I'm on the Chiefs. I think that in spite of the fact that the Chiefs were unwilling to guard Ja'Marr Chase last time they played, that they actually might put someone on him. The fact that Joe Burrow was sacked last time, I think that the Chiefs will be able to get pressure on him. Give me the Chiefs.
Cletus.
I think a lot of Chiefs fans fear the second half of that game at Cincy, but I think this is going to look more like the first half of that game. Chiefs offense moving the ball, scoring points, and putting just enough pressure on Burrow and Ja'Marr Chase to keep them from going off. If there's a number that concerns me, home teams favored by at least 7 in conference championship games have only covered 5 of the last 15, but I'll counter with the fact that Andy Reid's 23-13-1 against the number when facing a team a second time in the year, and I'm not getting in front of Patrick Mahomes right now. Chiefs.
All right, Peter.
Home city all the way with this. The Chiefs have been good to me this year. And I think they're a pretty damn good squad. I like the Bengals. I'll say what I did last week, though. I still think they're about a year away, and they're going to be really something to deal with, which is great for football fans because the Chiefs, the Bengals, the Buffalo Bills, they're going to be a lot of fun for us to watch the next couple of years. But I'm going to take the Chiefs in this one because I do think that they might put somebody other than Willie Mitchell on the wide receiver.
Chase.
Yeah. I will also take the Chiefs. 37-20 is my final score on this one. I think a lot of things were – a lot of 50-50 balls went Cincy's way in this last game. I think from that standpoint, it's not going to go as well. I also think that that was a team that had just risen back to where they wanted to be, and that was being the one seed, and I think they had a letdown in that game and still – almost won the game. I don't think they'll make the mistake of getting up and maybe letting off the gas either because of the way the Bengals came back on them last time. I think the Chiefs play this game in revenge. Andy Reid is very good in revenge. I like the Chiefs -7, but I do fear that Fat Jack is going to tell us all the $50 clowns are on the Chiefs as well. Fat Jack, we're all shockingly again on the Chiefs. What do you think?
Wouldn't it have made for a much more lively afternoon if you all had said, now, you know what, Cincinnati is the money line. I mean, that's where you go with this one because the Chiefs are blah, blah. You had gone the other way. I mean, it would have made for a great afternoon. I think you got a lot of calls and a lot of hate mail and all that kind of stuff. I expect all of you guys to be on the Chiefs. The thing about this game is that, by the way, if you get it at 7 and you want to play the Chiefs, you need to do it now because it's not going to be 7 by game time. You're already seeing 7.5s out there. And, yes, you're right, the $50 guys are all piling in on the Chiefs here. Cincinnati has been good, if you want to make an argument, recently. Everybody gets to this point. It's 5-0 against the spread their last 5, 7-1 against the spread their last 8 on the road. But I will tell you, you dig a little deeper, and I said this last week about Cincinnati. Zach Taylor has really decided that Burroughs is in the same class and caliber as Tom Brady and Patrick Mahomes and Aaron Rodgers. On neutral downs, which are downs where you typically would anticipate 50% run or 50% pass or even toward running downs, they're throwing the ball almost 70% of the time. They basically have evolved to this offense where they're not running Joe Mixon. They're dropping back and saying, here, Burroughs, you have a cape on your back. You need to carry us to the promised land. Watch early downs when you watch this game, and you'll see that they're going to throw the ball a ton, almost 7 out of 10 downs in neutral downs they're throwing it, not counting when they're behind the six down and distance-wise. The Chiefs are 7-1 against the spread their last 8 in the playoffs at home. They typically get it done and outperform the numbers. So I like the better team here. I do. There's excuses why Cincinnati's even in this spot. We talked about interceptions and turnovers late. Providing interceptions are about even, I don't even think the game's close. So I'll take the Chiefs minus the points.
All right, everybody's on the Chiefs. One more to break down, Curtis. Rams minus 3.5 at the Niners. What do you got?
Well, the 49ers continue to win games while not looking very good while doing so. Rams have been much more impressive. They were minus 2 last week and still managed to knock off the defending champions on their home field. I think I'm right about this, but as we learned a few weeks ago, I might be right and still make the wrong pick. 3.5-point spread makes people want to take the underdog, and I'm not going to be on that side. Plus, I can't put money on Jimmy. Jeez, did you see that throw? Rams.
Okay, Rams for K. Pete, who you got?
Saran, I've listened to you for the last couple of weeks, or maybe the last 7 weeks, telling me how bad Jimmy Garoppolo is, and you know what? I agree 100%. I can't see him leading anybody to any promised land. He's got no Moses in him at all, so... On virtue of that, I'm going to take the Rams minus the 3.5 at home.
Okay. Rams for Pete. I, too, am on the Rams. I think the Rams have got, like, you know, enough motivation, obviously, with not having beaten the Niners, but the better quarterback. I'm not having to lay a lot of points. I'm getting the better quarterback. He can be the worst quarterback, too. When he's bad, he can be bad. We saw that down the stretch as well. But I think the Rams smell it. McVay's got a championship pedigree. I think Shanahan will muddy the waters enough to hang around in this game. But at the end of the day, I think it's Rams holding on to a 7-point lead, and Jimmy Garoppolo not able to get it done at the end the same way he couldn't get it done in the Super Bowl. Give me the Rams minus the 3.5. Jed?
Saran, in spite of the fact that I've worked with you for over 4 years now on a consistent basis, I've also only listened to you for the past 7 weeks, but I'm with you on the quarterback theory there. I think that Matt Stafford, in spite of the fact that he might turn the game over, he's still better than Jimmy G. Give me the Rams.
All right, we're all on the Rams. One thing I will say, that locks up the championship for me, because nobody's going opposite me. Curtis was the only guy who could catch me, so thank you. I'll wear the crown for the year, as I'm 3-up, and Curtis has got all the same things I've got. We're all on the Rams on this one. Are we on the right side here?
Yeah, so we basically learned nothing from last week, right? I mean, we had Green Bay, their huge home favorite. I mean, and they end up losing straight up. Tom Brady, the GOAT, down in Tampa, doing his thing. We're highlighting, not even watching the game, and they're supposed to win easily. So we learned literally nothing from last week. We're going to play home favorites that are the better teams and much more comfortable to bet. That is obviously not the way that you make money typically in the NFL. I'm struggling, of course, with this one because my instinct would tell me to play San Francisco. They've won 6 straight against the Rams. They're getting the hook, so a close, muddy game would be the way to go. But I've got huge futures tickets on the Rams, and I do think that they're the right team to get there. I also see this as a 4-7-point game, a much closer game than people probably are comfortable with, but a game where I'm still going to get the win and the money with the Rams. So I like the Rams as well here. Teams that go on the road after an upset in this time of year, they're on a 16-45-1 run against the spread. And when you are a playoff road team and you go get it done twice on the road straight up, they're on a dismal 2-16 run straight up and 4-14 against the spread. Translation, it catches up with you. When you go to Green Bay, you go to these places, you go to Dallas, and now you have to turn around and go on the road again to a team that is hitting on all cylinders. That's why they're in this spot. It becomes really difficult to not only win but to cover, so I'll take the Rams as well. But, guys, if you want to make money this weekend, $79 gets you all of the predicted final score in these games. It gets you the best selections and opinions, and it gives you the top prop bets in both games, all for $79. Or add basketball, it's $169. Hoops won again last weekend, 4-3 on Saturday, 2-0 on Sunday. So go to FatJackSports.com. The early bird prices go up on February 1st. If you want to make money in 2022, get signed up right now for the lowest rates of the year. You can pay out the service fee up to 8 months for football, 10 months football and basketball. You get all the plays between now and the 2023 Super Bowl. And if you get on board now, between the first of the month, you get the baseball season absolutely free, which made over 75 games of profit last year. So waiting will cost you more. Go to FatJackSports.com. Get signed up today and win this weekend.
All right, Fat Jack, we appreciate it. We look forward to breaking down all the Super Bowl prop bets and everything with you. Have a great weekend, and we'll talk to you again soon.
All right, guys, we'll have a great week. See you soon, and good luck, everybody.
All right, Fat Jack, he's the best. FatJackSports.com, check him out. Has had a great season with us. Still basketball to go. Baseball's around the corner. Check out his website, FatJackSports.com. We play Stump the Chumps next. Todd Lebo will join us, and we'll find out who is the best. When we come back, I can tell you who the best is when it comes to getting your tickets for the AFC Championship game. It's ticketsforless.com. Call right now, 913-685-3322 with any questions. Best seats, best prices, never any per-ticket service fees. They can also take care of your VIP tailgate passes as well. All you can eat and drink, heated tent. It's the spot to be before the game. And, of course, don't forget you got to have parking as well. $55, got that AFC Championship game parking. Got to have it in advance. They can get it for you right now. Save on all tickets, Chiefs, Big 12, and much, much more. You can even get your Super Bowl tickets right now. They're online at ticketsforless.com in KU, Kentucky. You want to see it Saturday night, 5 o'clock? It is on the site. Go to ticketsforless.com. Or, like I said, give them a call, 913-685-3322. You can get signed up to win a couple of Big 12 championship game tickets that is coming to, of course, the T-Mobile Center on March 12th. Just go to ticketsforless.com/contest to sign up.
The program with Soren Petro.
I never thought I'd be engaged with somebody who threw balls for a living. Yeah, when I grew up, I'm going to marry someone who throws balls. Yeah.
Weekdays from 2 to 6 on Sports Radio 810 WHB. Webster defines trivia as bits of information that are of little value. Webster never played Stump the Chumps, a Kansas City institution for a quarter century. Stump the Chumps. And here they are, Soren Petro, Pete Enoch, Todd Lebo, and Curtis Siebold.
Yes, indeed. It's time for a little Stump the Chumps. Todd Lebo joins us here in the program. Todd, a family friend of yours was in saying hello not long ago, as a matter of fact. You know, the Sales family says hi.
How about
to the Lebo family? How about that?
That's wonderful. Wonderful.
Yeah. Yeah, I was in here at Tickets for Less, of course, where you can get your AFC Championship game tickets. You want to go to the game, take advantage of it right now. Tickets for Less has the best selection, best seats, best prices, never any per-ticket fees. On that AFC Championship game, get it right now, Chiefs and Bengals. You can get your VIP tailgate passes as well for Sunday's game. Let Tickets for Less do all the work. They'll feed you all you can eat. They'll give you beverages, beer and sodas, all you can drink. And, of course, they'll heat up that tent, give you the tailgate games as well. Don't forget parking as well. Got to be purchased in advance. They've got it for $55, so even if you got your tickets, you can get your parking right now. Compare via fees and see how much you save on all tickets. Chiefs, Big 12, and more. You can get your Super Bowl tickets right now. If you want to lock in, go to ticketsforless.com. KU, Kentucky, Saturday at 5. They got those tickets as well. And, of course, the official ticket marketplace of the Big 12 and the Big 12 tournament. You can get your Big 12 tournament tickets now. And you can go to ticketsforless.com/contest and get signed up to win two Big 12 championship tickets. All right, get signed up right now to win two Big 12 championship tickets. It is on March 12th. You know you're going. Get it anyway. Get it done right now and get signed up. You can win two tickets right now. Plus a 100% fan insurance guarantee. Comes with every purchase at Tickets for Less. They're local. They're right here. I'm sitting in their offices, and they're the best people to work with anywhere around. It is the folks at ticketsforless.com. Todd, how are you, my friend?
I'm doing great. I'm going to take 30 seconds here to say, you know, I watch Jeopardy every day. All right, Amy Schneider lost yesterday. She had won 40 in a row, won over $1 million. This is
what
the
a failure.
This is the weirdest thing ever. Final Jeopardy. She very rarely was in Jeopardy, in Final Jeopardy. Almost always had a more than double lead. It was okay. So yesterday she's in trouble, Final Jeopardy. And we played Feud yesterday, recall. This was the Final Jeopardy clue. Name, it was like this country is the only country that name ends in the letter H in English. that is in the top 10 countries population-wise in the world. And I'm like, dude, we just did population on the feud. It was like it was torn from the pages. Do you have a guess, Curtis? What country ends in the letter H that's in the top 20 or the top 10 in population? Petra should know this because you've been studying these things.
Country.
Country that ends in H.
Yeah, and don't do what Shane did and say Africa, or we will punch you right in your face.
We missed you yesterday.
I've got an area.
Curtis is going to guess either glass or Fredo.
Petro, do you know? You're in your countries.
I'm thinking, was it, I mean, it's not Indonesia. It's not India.
Got
it's not
end
China.
In
it's
H.
not the U.S. It's not Pakistan.
Nope.
It's not Brazil.
Nope. Not Russia.
At least get one with a
Is it Bangladesh?
It's Bangladesh.
There you go.
So
wow.
she just totally blanked.
I cheated. I looked it up, by the way.
Didn't write anything down, and the dude who was less than half behind her got it right. So amazing. 40-game streak. And
I
Bangladesh.
Thought it was that country next to Morocco. Kasbah?
Rocking the Kasbah?
Yeah.
That's a Clash song.
Well, that's an area. it's an area region. Hey, Saran, I wanted to ask you one thing. I felt kind of put out that you didn't ask me what the greatest games were of all time in football.
Well, what is the...
I didn't want to make a scene about it, but I mean...
Until now.
That one last week has to be in the top three, but I was young, and I was telling Todd, I was young and impressionable when Oklahoma played Nebraska in 71. That, to me, was still the greatest game I ever saw.
That game stunk.
And followed,
you've lost your mind.
Followed,
that's it.
Followed by
I don't even
Texas,
want to hear 2 and 3.
Texas, Arkansas, 69. Well, that was when I was. I mean, that was my. Those were my favorite games to watch.
Okay.
Last week,
favorite.
Last week
not
was
the greatest game.
Oh no, last week was hard to beat, man. I can't argue that.
Well, the reason that Nebraska Oklahoma game stunk because Nebraska won. So that's why the 2018 AFC Championship game
yeah,
stunk.
Yeah, those two games were just amazing.
That's why the no punt game stunk? Yeah. Wrong team won.
Yeah.
All right, let's stump the chumps. Brought to you by Jazz, a Louisiana kitchen, where you can get wonderful. Try the Cajun calamari, by the way, if you haven't had it. Wonderful on the appetizer menu. I can very much recommend it. We had it just a couple of weeks ago, and I believe when Eric Eager, we're going to be getting some Cajun food with Eager, who's going to be in town this weekend. So get to Jazz, a Louisiana kitchen. In Independence, I-70 and 291, 39th at State Line by the KU Med Center, and, of course, out by the racetrack at the Legends. It's Jazz, a Louisiana kitchen. Gentlemen, ready to go?
Mm-hmm. Yippers.
All right, here we go. I will fire first. Tell me, there are, first of all, 1, 2, 3, 4 answers. The coaches to advance to 2 Super Bowls within their first 5 seasons as a head coach in the NFL.
Baltimore Colts. What was that guy's name?
No.
The three. No.
Nope.
Lebo.
Okay.
Nah, that's wrong. Bill Cowher, he didn't do it.
No. Bill Cowher didn't get there. Bill
know,
Cowher holds the
long.
Record for...
The latest one to it.
And that was his coach we're in?
What's that?
The head coach?
Curtis.
Head coach. 2 Super Bowls, first 5 seasons.
Oh, 2, I'm Curtis. Sorry. Okay.
Mike Tomlin.
Mike Tomlin is 1, Curtis.
Lebo. Don Shula.
No.
Dang it.
66 and... Lombardi got there in
3 more.
No. God.
3 more? Wow.
My guess is
first
we
5
don't remember
years?
Them because they lost.
Yep, two Super Bowl wins in their first 5 years as a
Super Bowl
NFL
wins Lombardi, or appearances?
Yeah, Lombardi just misses.
They're just appearances, right? Not wins.
Individuals to advance to
Curtis.
2
advance.
Super Bowl.
Okay.
To advance, I'm sorry, okay, yes. Yeah. Advance to 2 Super Bowls in their first 5 seasons.
George Seifert?
No.
Curtis.
Curtis.
Tom Flores.
Tom Flores is correct.
Oh, God. Curtis is off and running already.
It's 2 more.
Goodness gracious.
Oh, Lebo Dan Reeves?
No.
Out.
Okay. Curtis, take a swing.
Curtis. Jimmy Johnson?
Man, Jimmy Johnson's correct.
Oh, didn't know if he got that second one in, the third
good
second one in there.
God,
just in
he's
time.
Off and going.
One
already...
more.
Come on, Curtis. This is your stuff.
Take a swing.
Say a name of a coach that's not Fredo.
Twice in a 5
Pete,
year span.
Take a shot. You
ain't
give me,
no,
I don't really want to give a clue and have Curtis get all 4 points.
Well, he already beat me and we got 40
anything.
Minutes to go.
All right, then guess a couple that gets you out so I can give Pete a clue, Curtis.
I got
blockhead.
Dick Vermeil.
No. Is that 3 strikes for you?
Yeah.
Okay. Pete, he won 3, coached in 4. And 1-3 with three different quarterbacks.
I knew
Who's Joe Gibbs?
Yeah, there it is.
Phrase
it.
Go. God, question, yeah. Too.
Nice. Well, nice, okay, job. I'm done. I got one.
All right, Curtis, what do you got?
Six quarterbacks in the Super Bowl era have started four straight league or conference championship games. I said have started because Patrick Mahomes hasn't done it yet. Six quarterbacks in the Super Bowl era have started four straight league or conference championship games.
Lebo.
Tom
Brady.
That's one.
Petro.
Mine.
Can you call on somebody, Curtis?
I called on Lebo.
Petro.
Saran?
Petro. Jim Kelly.
Correct.
Enoch.
Enoch, you were first.
Aiken.
Who?
Aikman.
Aikman. Okay. There's three.
Petro.
Saran.
McNabb.
Donovan McNabb. That's four.
Two more.
Jeez.
Four straight conference championship games.
Legal conference championship games.
League or conference? Lebo. Bart Starr.
Oh, nope. I was getting ready to say that, too.
Oh, that's a good one. Yeah. That is a good one. Bart Starr is a good one.
Yeah.
That's
Lebo. Ken Stabler?
Ken Stabler.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Good job.
He started five in a row. Still one left.
Enoch Staubach?
Nope.
Petro Bradshaw?
Nope.
Pretty sure it's not David Woodley.
Did anyone guess Montana?
No.
Nope.
Then I will. Petro Montana.
Nope. No.
I'll try. No, I'm not going to say. Elway. No.
Nope.
I have two strikes.
Awesome. Swing.
League or conference championship? We got our only league one. Is that our hint? Is it all conference now or league?
You do not have your only league one yet.
Oh, it's old schooler. How about Fran Tarkenton?
Nope.
Yeah, I'm out.
Pete, you still got one
other
left?
Guesses?
It's an old guy. There's a league one. So that's someone old.
I know who it is.
Go, Petro, go.
Yeah, go.
Well, I think I'm already struck out, aren't I, or no?
I don't know.
No, you're
so
good. You still have strikes.
Oh, Otto Graham?
Nope. Super Bowl era.
Oh, Super Bowl era.
Damn, I got nothing.
Somebody said target, and hang on.
Are you going to hint at all? But, I mean, I live on hints.
Greasy?
Nope.
You've got to be out of strikes now, Petro.
I've got to be out now.
Okay. 67, 68, 69, and 70, Daryl LaMonica.
Been the answer we miss all the time. I don't like my questions. I'm going to tell you this right now, so I apologize in advance.
Okay,
the five answers to this. The Bengals are in the conference championship game, as we all know. They're playing the Chiefs on Sunday. You can hear it right here on Sports Radio 810.
That's right.
Name a player who has scored a touchdown for the Bengals in a conference championship game. They've been in
Petro.
Two. Go, Petro.
Chris Collinsworth?
Nope.
Petro.
Go.
Pete Johnson?
Yes.
Curtis.
Curtis?
Icky Woods.
Icky Woods?
Oh, man.
Damn.
There's Curtis. One more in that game.
Curtis.
And yes, Curtis.
Tim McGee?
Nope.
Conference championship game, not Super Bowl, right?
Conference championship game, yes.
All right, Petro, James Brooks?
He got one in that game. That's the last of the 88 game. The others are in the 81 game.
No, Brooks would have been in the 81, right?
He got his touchdown in 88.
88, okay. So 81.
I think one of these guys scored a touchdown in the Super Bowl as well that year.
Oh, then Curtis.
Yes. I think we talked about this
Dan
guy.
Ross?
I can't remember his name. Is that it?
No, it's not. But that's who I was thinking of. I'm sorry for giving you a strike. These are tough names. I don't know, guys.
I couldn't remember his name. I was trying to think. I can see the wideout, the other wideout.
So from Cal?
I have no idea where the guy went to college. You guys done?
Ron Jesse.
I'm out.
The guy's name is tight end. Don Bass. Was another
Bass.
Tight end.
No,
and I remember M.L. Harris.
I was thinking. I was trying to think Mel something. I couldn't think of M.L. Harris.
Yeah.
Nice.
All right, so two for me and one for Curtis on that one, right?
Yes.
Make sure I got the score right. Okay. All right, Peter, what do you got?
Okay, we got the Miami Dolphins. They went by the no-name defense. I'm going to give you Dick Anderson. And I'm going to give you Nick Bonacani. These guys are going to tell you the rest of the names on the no-name defense.
Oh, man. Took Bonacani is the only one I can think of.
Manny Diaz.
Who?
Manny Fernandez.
One.
All right.
Curtis.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Vern Den Herter.
Two.
God.
Curtis. I used to play with this on Madden 93.
Curtis.
Mm-hmm. Go.
Bill Stanfill?
Yes.
You took Dick Anderson away.
I know more. Yeah.
Curtis, Jake Scott?
That's the guy.
That's who I was trying to think of.
I was going to take him away, and then Anderson.
Curtis. Curtis Johnson.
There's another one.
Curtis is rolling. Jesus. Petro, we're toast. Curtis.
We're done.
I'm
out.
Kim Bocamper. He was later, wasn't he?
He was on that squad, but he didn't.
Was he really?
Okay. Well, yeah, I think he was because he was a killer bee. Which came,
no, but that, that's a different.
Overlapped,
that's a whole different team.
Was it that many years?
No, he was.
Was
not
it
on
okay?
The
all
he
right.
Wasn't
on just that. Killer bee. Sorry.
Yeah.
Okay. Got one, two.
I'm out.
Three,
I'm done.
Four.
We got five so far.
I don't have anything.
And you got both safeties, didn't you?
Jake Scott, Dick Anderson.
Okay.
I don't know who the corners are.
You need a defensive tackle.
Manny Fernandez.
I got nothing.
His number should have been 57. Yep.
Oh, Curtis. Bob Hines.
There you go.
Oh.
Good. Let's get Curtis. Yeah.
Curtis let's let me pile it up here.
Strike it out. I'm done.
Okay, we got a. We got two linebackers and a cornerback.
I have nothing.
Yeah, I'm out.
What's
I'm
the
out.
Answer?
Jesus Christ. Doug Swift, Mike Colon, the two other linebackers, and Tim Foley.
Tim Foley should remember that one.
Yeah. You guys did pretty good on that, though.
I can get the killer bees.
No, you guys, no, I screwed that. No, I'm glad I didn't have that as an answer. But, no, you're right, Saran. Yeah,
all right,
okay.
Killer bee.
In honor of Ben Roethlisberger retiring, right? Mm-hmm. Like, you know, we know what the Power Five schools are, mm-hmm. right? And I'm gonna say Power Five schools now, not what are going to be. So I'm gonna take away a couple of guys here to make this to lean this down a little bit. But in honor of Ben Roethlisberger retiring, excuse me, he's one of a handful of quarterbacks to have won the Super Bowl and have not played at a Power Five school. Okay, non-Power Five
to
school.
Win the Super Bowl.
Yes, and I am going to take away, because BYU is going to be in there, I'm going to take away Jim McMahon and Steve Young. Okay? So I'm going to take those two away from you.
Lebo?
So there, that will leave us then with six non-Power 5 quarterbacks.
I go Lebo, Phil Sims.
Okay. Phil Sims is one.
Curtis.
Curtis.
Terry Bradshaw.
Terry Bradshaw is one.
Lebo, Roger Staubach.
Roger Staubach is one. I thought Pete would be all over Roger Staubach.
He was earlier.
No, I'm just looking off into space here.
Lebo, Doug Williams.
Doug Williams, well done. Swack, I had that.
Wow.
Lebo, Jay Schrader?
Never won one.
Never won one. I don't know where he went to college either.
But let's guess him. Great.
Well, I mean, why not, you know?
Dynamite strategy. Let's see if it pays off.
Hey, I fire here. I don't
You've
leave the strikes
three.
On the table.
How many strikes you got left?
I have two left, so I gotta keep thinking back through my head here.
Good God.
Somebody's got
Lebo, Johnny Unitas.
Louisville's a power five.
Now they're power five. Now they are, yeah.
Power five. There's a
Curtis.
I could give you conferences. Okay, Curtis.
Trent Dilfer?
Trent Dilfer's one.
Yep.
You got 20, Curtis?
It doesn't gonna matter because I'm going to blow it all in the final jumper and I'm going to lose it.
There's three more.
Wow.
Jesus Christ. I'm having a hard time in my head. There's so many Super Bowls now. Used 10. To only be like 10
Joe
of them.
Joe Flacco, Enoch?
Joe Flacco. Yeah, good job, go. Pete.
Okay, I'm done.
You shouldn't be. Done,
No. I got no quarterback in there. From
it would be nice if Lebo and Curtis would strike out and I could throw. I'd
well,
throw
you
a
can
hint
still give a
there.
Hint.
No, don't do that.
Give
no.
a hint.
No, because these guys they're tougher than I am. I admit that.
I will tell you one is a Sun Belt and one wow. is a Missouri Valley.
Mm.
Or not Sun Belt, Conference USA. Let me look where they are. I think it's Conference USA.
Lost in my head on who won the. Oh, Lebo. Brett freaking Favre.
Yes.
Come on, idiot. I'm so stupid.
And then Missouri Valley.
Mo Valley.
I'm going to make sure that they're. It's still.
Bradley.
Lebo. Danny White didn't win a Super Bowl, did he?
Yeah, but he went to Arizona State.
Yeah, I was going to say. I'm out.
Danny White did not, and he went to Arizona State.
I'm out.
That's right. The pride of one Northern Iowa.
Oh, Kurt Warner. Kurt Warner. Warner, yeah.
Kurt Warner.
Pedro.
Should have got it.
Is that it?
Yep, that's it. That's all. That's not a bad list. I mean, you can actually get there. Roger Staubach, Terry Bradshaw, Jimmy. I took away Jim McMahon and Steve Young. Phil Sims, Doug Williams, Brett Favre, Kurt Warner, Trent Dilfer, Ben Roethlisberger, and Joe Flacco.
And Jeff Hostetler was West Virginia before. It was Power 5, too. That was a small
Yeah, but they're Power 5s now,
yeah,
which
absolutely.
Speaks to like the kind of program they were
yes,
then.
Yes, exactly. Curtis?
All right, rocket fire. Let's go, Kay.
Who were last 20 seasons, that'd be 01 to last year, four quarterbacks have gone to the Super Bowl in the same year in which they made their first postseason start.
Four quarterbacks go to the Super Bowl in the same year that they made their first postseason start?
Mm-hmm. First postseason start.
Tom Brady.
Tom Brady.
Petro Garoppolo.
Jimmy Garoppolo. Two more.
Petro. Kurt Warner.
Nope.
Last 20 seasons.
Wow.
Who's been to the Super Bowl in the last 20 years? Lebo, Jake Delhomme.
Jake Delhomme.
Oh, nice job.
One more.
That's a good one.
Lebo, Nick Foles?
Nope. He played the previous year. I thought he might be one of them, but he started a game the year before that.
Start a Super Bowl in the year that they made their first postseason start.
I'm out.
You don't want to.
Lebo, Trent Dilfer.
Neil on this one? I don't know.
Neil O'Donnell.
Nope.
I'm out. I'm just out. Oh, yeah, I know what he's saying now. I'm out. It's Kaepernick. I'm out. Sorry.
Yeah.
Petro, Kaepernick.
There you go.
Colin Kaepernick. 249ers, Brady and DeLone.
I need the points.
Yeah, he needs the points.
I need the points. All right, Lebo.
I don't like this one either. There's several names here. I got 8 names for you. The highest scoring AFC Championship game ever had 73 points in it. Miami beat Pittsburgh 45-28 in this 84 playoffs. This is Dan Marino's bunch, right? Name a player who scored a touchdown in that game. 84 Steelers, 84 Dolphins. I mean, there's a lot
Petro.
Of these.
John Stallworthy.
Go Petro.
Pete just took the one I was going to say.
John Stallworth did, yes. Petro, you got one that one? Who Dan Marino scored to?
Tony Nathan?
Yep. Come on, Dan Marino.
Petro.
Yeah.
Mark Duper?
Yes.
Damn.
Petro. Mark Clayton?
There you go.
Oh, my goodness.
Now it gets tougher.
Curtis. Louis Lips?
Nope. That's a good name from the past, though.
That is a good one.
I'd never heard of three of these people. But the guy, another one for the Dolphins was good. You guys done?
No. The Dolphins was good.
He's a good player. I remember him.
Petro. Was Pete Johnson on that team?
Nope.
Curtis. Bruce Hardy?
Nope.
I'm trying to think who's the...
Curtis. Tony Nathan?
No, we already said him.
Oh.
Petro. Eric Green?
Nope. I think we're out of strikes. Nat Moore.
Nat Moore.
A man named Woody Bennett. And the two Steelers were someone named Rich Ehrenberg and someone named Wayne Capers.
Good Lord.
One of them didn't win.
All right, Pete, what do you got?
Baseball on the horizon here, 2000 to 2010, pitching. I'll give you Pettit. I'll give you Johnson. You give me the top winners in that decade.
2000.
What, 2000 to 2010?
2000 to 2010. I'll give you Pettit, and I'll give you Randy Johnson.
Petro, I'll try Pedro.
Martinez?
No. No. Petro, Greg Maddux?
Yes.
Curtis, Curt Schilling?
No.
Crap an egg.
Petro, Tom Glavine?
No.
Ooh, there's two.
Lebo Clemens? He's retired.
No.
He only got
2010.
You guys are obviously familiar with every one of these guys.
Petro.
I would think.
Dave Stewart?
Nope. That's too late for him.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm in the wrong decade, aren't I? I'm out.
Curtis.
Yes.
Yep. Roy Halladay?
One, got it.
Ooh, good job, Kay.
You got one, two, three, four, five, six left.
Good Lord.
I got nothing. I'm struck out.
Curtis.
Mm-hmm.
CeCe?
Yes.
Lebo, Adam Wainwright? No.
No.
Oof. I just don't know that decade. That was
a Don was pretty old man.
Dark decade for the baseball.
Curtis. Jamie Warner.
Yeah.
Got it.
Good. Let's give Curtis some points.
yeah. Let's give Curtis some.
That's all I got, man.
Yeah. I think we're out. What's the score?
Is that it? Well, no. What are the other answers, Pete?
Okay, the other one, Tim Hudson.
Wow. Oh, yeah.
Roy Oswalt.
Wow.
Mark Burley and Mike Mussina.
Should have said Burley.
Yeah, we should have got Mussina.
Burley beat the Royals 800 times.
All right, Pete has 400 to wager with. Lebo has...
I thought I had five.
Sure, 500.
Did you have five? Okay, five. Yeah. 500 to wager with.
Believe me, they're tough for me.
I missed one along
no,
the way.
No, they're tough for me, believe it.
Lebo I have for 9. Okay. Does that sound right, Lebo?
Yep.
900. I have 1,000.
Mm.
And Curtis has... Let me take my shoes off to get
God, I here. Guess.
1,400, Curtis? Does that sound right?
Sounds right, yeah.
You guys okay, are...
1,400. And we will be betting on what category?
We're going to do some NBA rookie basketball. Oh, how about
my,
that?
That's my stuff.
NBA rookie basketball. We will take a break. We'll find out who is the best jump today. Here in a moment, we're live at ticketsforless.com. They've got all the tickets to the AFC Championship game. Great selection, whether you just want the door or the best seats in the house. It is ticketsforless.com. Best seats, best prices, never any per-ticket service fees. They can take care of the tailgating for you as well with their VIP tailgate passes. And, of course, the parking. Got to have it. Got to pay in advance. Get it right now. $55. No fees. Save on all tickets. Chiefs, Big 12, and more right now at ticketsforless.com.
The program with Soren Petro.
This drama contains adult language. Discretion is advised.
Weekdays from 2 to 6 on Sports Radio 810 WHB.
Stuff the Chef's brought to you by our friends at Jazz a Louisiana Kitchen. The finest Cajun food around is just waiting for you. Go to jazzkitchen.com right now to see their great menu. Live music, made from scratch menu. It is a great place to get together with buddies. It's one of the places I get together with my friends to hang out, have a couple of pops and some apps, or a date night. It's great for that as well. Great atmosphere, great people. Best Cajun food anywhere around. It's at Jazz a Louisiana Kitchen. Right there in Independence by the KU Med Center and at the Legends, Jazz, a Louisiana Kitchen. Time for Final Chumps. What do we got in the category? What was it, NBA rookies? Is
yes,
that what you
we
said?
Have some NBA rookie basketball right here. This man, Cade Cunningham, joined this other man as the only rookie in NBA history with 34 points, 8 rebounds, 8 assists, and 4 blocks in a single game. Can you name that man again? Cade Cunningham joined this player as the only rookie in NBA history with 34 points, 8 rebounds, 8 assists, and 4 blocks in a single game. Pete seemed very dejected, by the way.
Same.
But actually, I have an answer that makes more sense than my previous ones. So, I mean, it's not right, but it makes a little
more
sense.
I don't think mine's going to be right either, but I have one.
I think all of you guys will be able to get this one.
No.
I think you've lost your mind. I think this is incredibly hard.
I'm going to say Doug Smith.
If I cheated, I could get it. But
yeah. An answer from Yallers.
Go, Pete.
Where do we start?
Okay, we start with Pete.
$4.99. Wilt Chamberlain.
Not Wilt Chamberlain. 1 cent for Peter.
Okay.
Me.
Todrick.
Next to Lebo.
I said LeBron James.
Not LeBron.
I bet zero.
Todd bet $9. 900 still
ooh,
for Todd.
Look at Todd playing the strategies. Playing the strategies.
Mark
Todd ends up with 900. Okay, goes to me. I said Ben Simmons.
Not Ben Simmons.
I bet zero as well.
Zero in the lead. Kurt, what did you do, brother?
Let's see what Curtis did.
I said LeBron. And I bet a dollar.
He only bet a dollar.
Curtis, you're such a...
Oh,
well,
my
at least
Lord,
I bet the most.
Well, yeah.
Yes, you did.
Bet a buck or all of it.
What was the answer?
The answer was one Michael Jeffrey Jordan.
Oh,
I don't know if you guys have heard of that man.
I thought about that, but I'm like, that's too easy.
That's
he's
what
not,
makes
he's
it
not
fun,
go with
Petro.
That.
Well, the good thing is, Wilt Chamberlain could have done this in his sleep.
Probably so.
I actually thought about Jordan.
Those stats, though, they didn't keep track of blocks back when he was playing Pete.
Yeah, they didn't have blocks.
Because they did in college, but they didn't in the pros.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
I don't know what year the block became an official stat in the NBA.
70s or 80s.
70s. Because I don't think even Kareem was getting credit for blocks early.
Because your buddy Bill Russell got his 50 in 1956.
Yeah, I'm sure.
They
I'm
kept
sure
him in college. But they, okay,
game.
Very
I
good.
It.
Yeah, I concede again.
I believe it. Peter, you're the man, buddy.
Right,
appreciate it. We'll talk to you next week, my friend.
All right.
TicketsForLess.com has got you covered for those AFC Championship game tickets. Get them right now at TicketsForLess.com.
Time for our Deli Fresh end of the hour question, sponsored by Good Sense, chosen by KC sandwich lovers for 30 years. Good Sense, not because it's easy, but because it's better.
All right, two quarterbacks have put up a 150 plus passer rating in a conference championship game. Name either one. Brought to you by Good Sense.